KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Winston-Salem State University police are still looking for a suspect in a deadly shooting near dormitories early this morning. Skip Foreman reports.
There were initial reports that a suspect had been identified in this case, but school officials have since backed away from that statement, and they are still searching for whoever it was is responsible for the shooting death of Anthony White.
One student was shot dead. It was a second-year student from Charlotte, another wounded. Officials aren't saying whether they know why shots were fired. The Episcopal Church in the U.S. has a new presiding bishop. At his installation service in Washington, Bishop Michael Curry said the denomination has a mission and a future.
God is not finished with this church. God has work for us to do.
Curry is the church's first black presiding bishop. Russia's emergencies ministry says that remains of the victims of the Russian plane crash in Egypt will be flown home soon. AP correspondent Noor Youssef reports on recovery operations at the crash site in the Sinai Peninsula.
The Egyptian government announced they've searched the site, which spans over 6 miles, for the victims' bodies and the plane wreckage. 163 bodies had been recovered.
Meanwhile, Qatar Airways is the latest airline to announce that it's rerouting flights to avoid flying over the Sinai Peninsula. Five of Somalia's Islamic extremists attacked a leading hotel in the capital at dawn Sunday, killing at least 6 people and injuring 10 before all the assailants were killed by security forces. A police commander says the Somali Army and the African Union forces ended the siege by the al-Shabaab attackers at the Shahafi Hotel by midday. This is AP Radio News. The Mets need a win tonight or they will see their season end with a loss in the World Series to Kansas City. Tom Merriam has more on the game that gets underway in a few minutes.
The Kansas City Royals can win their first World Series title in 30 years tonight with a victory in Game 5 at Citi Field. Game 5 will feature a rematch of the starting pitchers in Game 1, which KC won in 14 innings. Matt Harvey for the Mets and Edison Volquez for the Royals. Volquez just returned to his team last night after going to the Dominican Republic right after Game 1, following the death of his father on Tuesday. He says he's excited to have the opportunity to pitch the series clincher while thinking of his dad. The Mets say they are confident they can win at home and return the series to Kansas City for Game 6 on Tuesday. Tom Merriam, New York.
Turkey's ruling party has secured a stunning victory in Sunday's snap parliamentary election, sweeping back into single-party rule only 5 months after losing it. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.